If you say Diana again. May I answer to that?
Diana, okay.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think I'm really asked for all of you and for the listeners to forgive me to have that broken English that I cannot convey to this programming committee, that what the task force have to do, the Spanish language task force, is an independent group that the PMB form and doesn't need to come to the program committee. They have their own voice. They should go to the PMB. Serin have the list when the PMB create all the committees or subcommittees, including the programming committee. One of them was the task force, a Spanish language task force. We do not, the Spanish language task force does not need the program committee to convene, arrive to conclusions, and talk to the PMB and present any motion that they want to the PMB. I don't know why I cannot. I'm sorry, but really, I'm really sorry that my language is not clear enough in English to make people understand what I'm trying to say.
Brown, just a sec. Jim Brown.
Okay, let me ask
you. Eric has a point of information.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
Someone needs to mute their phone so they can carry on their other conversation. It's a woman's voice.
Okay, who's got the floor, me or Eric?
Jim, you can go ahead. I'll wait till after you go.
Okay. I'm hearing what Adriana is saying, and I understand it better now, this time, Adriana. The task force is a task force that was established by the PNB. And what she is saying is that that task force is the one who needs, who has to make the next move. They have to come together and develop some sort of action plan or do something that will help us all to understand exactly what's to be done. I think that is very, very, I understand what she's saying. And the thing that I was trying to do was to find out how we can assist the task force in some way of getting started, especially, say, for instance, in our neighborhood. If we knew who the members are, the task force are, what, you know, we can probably help them somehow. I don't know exactly what we can do.
We didn't have those lists. We have a list, and we did it in our, in the PMB decide that, and people that want to be part of the task force were decided, and Serin have those lists because she's the PMB secretary.
And I've also shared that list with a number of people on this call. I'm going to dig it up and send it again. Okay.
Thank you so much, because it seems like the reason I haven't been active is because I don't really understand. And I think tonight I have a better understanding of what the task force is than I had before. I understand exactly what Adriana is saying, that it is a separate task force.
Exactly.
And all I want to do is just see how I can assist in getting some things done.
Well, I think that the main problem here. Normally, the process is the ED or IED design a convener for every committee and every task force. I think that, I don't know if that happened because I never heard of. And we have a bunch of members, but nobody took, they designed Jim Brown to be the convener of the programming committee. And then the programming committee starts. And it happened like that in every committee. My view is that didn't happen with the Spanish language task force. We created, but nobody decided who will be the convener. That's why, till now, never have any, we didn't have any meetings, and that is the main reason. But not because it's part of this committee. It's because the PMB didn't generate the list, but didn't generate the convener to start the task force. You know, that is my main point. We can decide, a bunch of us are part of both, right? Well, we can decide tonight if we want to have our own convener and then write to the IED or to the PMB and say, we decide to have this convener, and that's it. And we start our own task force meetings and dates and generate whatever we need. That's what I'm saying. We are duplicating when we come to the program for meeting. We don't have to.
I know. I'm just asking.
Thank you.
I understand. May I make a suggestion?
No, I ask a question, rather.
Go ahead. Would it be out of order, the suggestion that Serene made in terms of Adriana is a member of the task force, right?
No. I don't think that Jenna was. Are you a member, Jenna?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
And so would it be out of order for Adriana to convene? No. It's just a suggestion.
No. I mean, I don't think so. If anyone thinks, you know, the contrary, I don't think, you know, it would be out of order. Because
My view is that if we don't have anybody else that make the right action, we can make our own decisions and inform the PMB and the IED that we decide our own convener and we decide to start our task. I mean, I don't know if, you know, and I don't have any problem with anybody else doing it, but what I'm saying is we should start, but we should do it and tell the PMB and the IED that we already started. That's it.
John Riley on the stack?
Oh, Eric was to the stack.
Okay, Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
And Benito after John.
You know, I'm listening to Adriana speak. You know, my reaction or my perception of what's been going on is that the task force has been dormant. And because it's been dormant, this discussion has developed. I think Benito mentioned something to the fact that someone needs to get off their rear ends and start doing something. That's because the task force has not acted. And the reasoning, from what I'm hearing now, is that there has not been a convener. But for whatever reason, they've been dormant. I mean, that's just a fact. I'm not sure who or where the ball was dropped, but it was dropped nonetheless. So, I mean, that's where we are. That's why this discussion was being held. I never perceived that someone's authority was being removed or somebody's, that a task force was being displaced. I mean, the fact is, we are where we are because that task force has not acted. So, I mean, that's just what it is. I mean, so if the task force is in place and they're going to start looking into it, that's perhaps fine and well, but I mean, I want to know, you know, who, what, when, and where. Do you have an end date in mind, or are we just going to start from scratch?
Serene for the staff, please.
Hey, Benito.
I think John Riley was first, and then Benito,
John?
And then Serene.
Okay, so Riley was first.
Serene.
John's not on the call. I don't know who.
Okay, go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, John is on the call. John was muted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said you were leaving. Okay.
I did, and then I got off. Got back on. The reason why, what I just wanted to say is I think that Adriana is exactly right, and that there's no reason that she or somebody else on the task force can't go ahead. The only thing we need to make sure is that she has the tools that she needs to do it, the contact information, and, you know, some kind of plan for pulling it together. That's all. And, you know, I think there's sort of a bit of a lack of organization, but there's also organizational thinness. The PNB's got a lot on its plate, so I think the initiative's great, so go to it.
Okay, Benito, Shireen, and then myself,
it can be
Lisa.
Go ahead, okay,
Benito.
So you called me, right?
No, it was Benito and then Shireen.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Now, I'm just going to suggest that we identify right now a convener for each station. And let's move on. I'm looking at the clock. You know, we need to deal with the other issue about program councils as well. So maybe we can deal with the issue of the relationship, if any, or none, between the task force and the programming committee at another time. But let's get these conveners in place and let them start some work. So I move that we appoint a convener for each station tonight.
This is Shireen.
For
the task force, I'm sorry.
The task force need to do that, not the program committee.
May I be recognized?
Shireen, go ahead, please, and then I want to clarify something. Go ahead, Shireen.
Okay. So I would like to make, I'm getting a little discombobulated here. About 20 minutes ago, I made a suggestion that Adriana convene and that the task force create its own timeline. Now, since then, I've not heard any disagreement about that, so I don't even know why we're still talking about it, honestly. But I would like to make my suggestion into a formal motion and vote and move on to something else, because it is 10:40 on the East Coast.
I'll second the motion.
My motion.
Yeah,
and I can send it to you in writing if you need it, Nancy. But my motion is that Adriana Castaneda be charged with convening the task force based on the list of names that I will send her, and that at its first meeting, the task force consider, because we really don't, I think, have a right to direct them, but that we would recommend to the task force that they create a timeline for their work. That's the motion.
Point of information.
Can you repeat it to me?
Of course not.
Point of information, yes. It was like, also one thing is, I think Benito has done a motion, but it was not seconded, right?
I had seconded, but I need to withdraw it because it's a bit different than what I first understood.
Okay, that's fine. Then, so Benito's motion didn't have a second, so now Serena is doing another motion. Do you have a point of information, right?
We don't need second in committees.
But that's okay. I mean, I'll see to Serene. So maybe I misunderstood, and I thought Serene was proposing Adriana for her state to be the convener of her station. But now I understand that that the motion is that Adriana convened the task force. Period.
Correct.
Okay. Cool. Then they can just move on. So I'm cool with that.
She will. She if people do not respond, she knows who's at which station. She'll contact.
She'll
you
contact somebody at each station.
She'll contact you all to nag the people. I mean, it's fine. We can
right.
just be done.
So can you just reword or repeat the motion, Serena?
That Adriana Castaneda convened the PNB Spanish language task force, and that the programming committee recommends to the task force that it create a timeline for its work.
Can we have
Eric to the back?
Okay, we can discuss it. Then it was second.
You don't need one in committee.
You don't need. give me a second. Okay, fine. So it's any discussion about it? I mean,
Yes, Eric to the stack.
Okay, Eric, go ahead.
I think it has no effect, Serene, for us to pass a motion to make a recommendation to somebody. I mean, it sounds like we're spinning wheels here, going in circles. We're going to make a recommendation. It sounded like Adriana said they're an autonomous group and they can act on their own.
They are. They were created by the PNB, not by the PNB Programming Committee. We did not create them. We cannot direct them.
Okay, so why are we making recommendations?
We can make recommendations to the Pope. I mean...
Okay, and the Pope just flips the... I mean, if the Pope has authority to act on his own, I mean, the Ecumenical Council, I mean, it has no effect. I mean, I can support the motion. I don't think it has any effect. They can consider it. They can certainly ignore it. If Adriana's going to convene, it sounds to me like the ball is in Adriana's park at this point. Us making a recommendation means nothing, or it shouldn't mean anything.
Okay. May I ask Eric a question?
Go ahead.
Okay. I might have misremembered this, but I thought you were the one who thought it was important there be a timeline for the work. We as a committee can't impose a timeline on them, but if it was important that, and there was agreement, I thought when you suggested a timeline, if we think it's important that there be a timeline, there's going to be a turnover in terms of these committees and how they function by like February or so.
No, that's fine. The only issue I had was it being a recommendation. I mean, you know, I'm not trying to block progress here, but I mean, a recommendation just, it seemed out of our providence, or it seemed like it carried no weight. It's like asking somebody to do something.
Well, they're free to ignore it.
Say again?
They're free to ignore it.
Okay, very, very, very good.
Nancy, a point of information. So Serene's motion is that Adriana to convene the PNB Spanish Language Task Force and recommend the task force decide a timeline?
Create a timeline for its work.
Create
now.
Okay, create a timeline. Okay.
Did I just send it? Okay.
Can you read it so we can get it? Director Adriana Castaneve convened the Spanish Language Task Force, and that the Programming Committee recommend to the task force that it create a timeline for its work.
Okay.
Sorry?
Is there any timing for that to convene the task force?
This is Adriana. It'll be done before the week is over.
Okay.
Or, you know, not the meeting, but the contact will be made before the week is over.
Trust me. That week.
Okay. Is there any discussion about it? Do we hear them both?
Ask if there's any objection. We could ask that.
So it's approved then, not without objection. Okay. Anything else about this issue?
It's Eric. To the sec. My only question is, I guess, Audrey, when will this force be convened? I mean, when will the ball get rolling? Or was that? Was
she
that
will let us know.
Oh, she'll let us know. Oh, okay, very good.
Yeah. Okay. One thing I do want, if I may, and you know, I want to take, you know, point of privilege, I do want to clarify one thing, friends. You know, is that if you know, being in this issue for so many years, 8 years, a little bit over 8 years, discussing the same thing, you know, I have, you know, little hope that something is going to be done this way, but anyway, so I'll respect the process, Otherwise, I'm going to have to bring another motion at the next national board meeting. Because my experience is really that this is just a way of buying time to do nothing. That's my perception, you know, really. I mean, I got to be very sincere. And I do recognize that most of the people at the national board do have, you know, good sense of what is needed. But for one thing or another, we don't really get to get done things like this, right? We just leave it to someone else, and we blame each other, and we say something else, and then at the end, we do nothing. So, I mean, I'll just, you know, wait on this one. I'm gonna send what I said, you know, the information of the studies that I did, you know, in terms of demographics, geographics, in terms of programming, existing programs, in terms of the impact. I did all that study already. I did a package of all these things. So, and I hope it helps. Now, the task force is also one thing we have to have, and I think Adriana has it very clear. The task force are something like ethereal, right? They exist, but they don't exist. So they exist on the mandate of the PMB, but they do not exist in real world, right? So it's just like, got some few names here and there. Most of the names are from KPFK. Most of these people did not answer, you know, anyways. So I think at the end, we are going to have to do our work, as Benito was saying. Get to the people that we know and ask them if they want to join it. That's what we're going to end up doing. That's, and if we really are serious about the task force, you know. But, I mean, I'll just go ahead with the motion. I think it's well intentioned, but I think we have to do work. Serene got to do work. So, and Adriana has to do work. We all got to do work, you know, to get it done. So so we're going to move with the next issue then, with the programming council. Is that okay? Yes. Can we move to the programming council issue?
I think Adriana wants to say something.
Oh, Adriana, go ahead.
Answering. Yes.
Okay. I'm really glad that we can really decide to start rolling, but I believe that it's the same problem that we see all over our foundation. It's easier to complain than to work. I agree that most of the time we talk and don't do anything. But it's up to us. It's not up to anybody else. It's up to us. We convene this, formed this Spanish language task force at the beginning of the year. A lot of people that are now in this call that are part of the programming committee were part of the task force. And I agree. We have sometimes in the PMB so many things that we have the tendency to, you know, the kind of chasing our tails instead of looking ahead. But it's up to us. If the PMB doesn't do it, we are part of the PMB. We elect the PMB. We are the ones that need to go to do the work, the field work. We need to go to the stations. In the task force are representatives from every station. They can contact their own people. They can bring to the task force their own people. But it's up to us. It's a bunch of talking, but it's a bunch of organizing. And then when we have something that makes sense, we can go to the PMB and say, we make these recommendations, like the finance committee does, like other committees that do. I mean, we need to do it exactly the same way, but it's up to us. We said that never was implemented. We need to work for that. We need to do it. We have to do that. You know, and it's not up to anybody else. It's up to us, only to us. It's not the big daddy there that is deciding, or the big brother deciding what to do. We are the big brother.
Rodrigo, yes. Rodrigo, may I respond?
Serene's next.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Serene.
Okay, so are we done with the Spanish language task force? I'd like to address the program.
Eric wanted to just say a few words in response to Adriana.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, what we were talking about before would have had the effect of establishing a new task force. That's what that would have done. This committee, that task force, they know they haven't been convened. They're fully aware of it. They elected not to get involved. They chose not to be involved. We were going to establish a new task force to do what they were charged to do. They've elected to do nothing. And I can assure you this same conversation will be held next December, and probably nothing will be on the air. Nothing will have changed.
Eric, this program committee was made at the same time that the task force was made. And let me remind you that this is during the whole year. We are in the month of December, and this is the third meeting of this program committee. You know, we can talk about other people not convening. Well, we lost 10 months, the program committee.
Well, we're going to have to move on, you know, even though I do not agree with that agenda. This is actually like maybe 1,000 times that we talk about it, and 1,000 times we don't do anything. You know, I've been talking about it since 2006, in 2004, actually, five. So it's been not, you know, the first time. It's been, I don't remember.
This is my first year, like TMB.
But yeah, but the same thing, you know, same thing applies. You know, it's the issue that we are so transitional. Right? If we don't do things right now, we don't do things, you know, next year you're not going to be there. So who knows? Who else is going to be there? We don't do anything right now, it's hard to do something later on because we might not
be
there. You know,
so that's
the way day by time, the people who didn't want to prove it, same way. Oh, we have to do this, we have to do that, just like that. Just get away with it, and I'm not going to be there at the local, at the national board anymore anyways next year. So what do I care? I get away this year. I don't get anything done. Next year, who knows? Who's going to be rolling the ball? Who knows? So I've been listening to this for many years, you know. So that's what I'm saying. If we don't get it done with task force, I'm going to have to bring an initiative and a motion drafted, you know, for the night or the next meeting because this is just crazy. But anyways, we moved to the programming councils. So who wants to start talking about the programming council?
I had asked for this back, Serene.
Who?
This is Serene.
Yes, Serene, go ahead.
Okay, thanks. So I just sent you guys a motion. I found that the programming committee, the program council motion that was pushed through in 2012 was problematic on several levels. I remember listening to a programming committee call where the then chair told people this is just a straw poll, it's just a trial thing, it's, you know, all of that language. It made people believe it wasn't binding, and then he showed up at the PNB meeting and said, oh, this is what the program council, this is what the programming committee wants. So I felt that was not a good way to operate. But I also felt the motion was completely unworkable. I don't think it's reasonable to both hold people, in this case program directors, responsible for a product, but place them in a position where their decisions can be overturned by someone else and they're held responsible for the results anyway. I also think that the stations are sufficiently different in how they operate that you can't reasonably make, the stations are all part of the same network, but still very different. And you need to have some basic information about what is happening before you decide what the problem is. Everybody is their own program director. Everybody knows the shows they think are good and those they think are, you know, undeserving of being on our air and all of that stuff. So I think we need to be a little more objective and gather some information. I just sent a motion out that I would like you all to consider.
Can you read it?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, let's go to the programming council because otherwise we're not going to get to it. We can talk about these issues that we have to talk about. We should have said those things, you know, like long before, and this is not part of the discussion anymore, you know, because we already approved that motion, which, you know, whether we like it or not, you know, it's approved already.
The PNB approved a motion that was deceptively presented. I don't think it's
right. Okay, my question, Serene, is this one. Now, you're saying that motion was not workable. Now we're gonna do. Now we're gonna go back to what? If you know, they said, well, it's just a trial. It's just, you know, something that's not gonna work. What do we do now? Where do we go from here now?
I think we need a new motion on program councils, but I think we need to understand what it is we have and how the programming is actually, how the programming works.
Well,
I don't think there's a common understanding of what happens. I don't even think most people understand how it works at their own station.
Yeah, but wasn't that supposed to be the discussion through all this time, you know? But, I mean, why do we have to bring it now? That discussion doesn't bring any light. That one, you know, and I know, and we all know that's the situation. Now, we are supposed to look for numbers. We are supposed to go up there, talk to groups, to organize, to get people, to get pilots done, to get the contact, to get proposals, to get, you know, the work done. I mean, we can talk about this all night long, and we have a lot of things to say about who knows and who doesn't know this and that. Yeah, but no, the thing is that how do we get the work done? How many collectives are we contacting right now who are willing to do work, to develop their own pilots and work overnight, you know, doing their programming, you know, getting their collectives done? So that's the thing, you know, okay, how we're going to do it. And, you know, and each radio station is different. That's why it's important that each radio station be represented by people who do know about programming or are part of the programming committee. That's my thing, you know. Basically, if I'm not a programmer, how, or at least not involved in that, you know, it's difficult for me to develop a program. But, I mean, this discussion is really not current at this moment anymore, because we already approved something. So now we're going to go back, you know, 2 hours of discussion because that motion was not good. So
I'm sorry.
Viviana, for this back?
I'd like to
rejoin the staff, and I would ask the chair also to observe the staff. And yeah, I'll wait till the people who have asked for the staff respond before I respond. But I okay, I'll wait.
Okay. Now my question would be, do you guys want to keep talking about this issue, or do we move to the programming council? Because that's the only thing we have in the plate, you know, basically. So it's now it's what, 10? I think it's 10 a.m. somewhere else.
It's 11:01 in D.C.
11:01, okay.
So it's 8:01 in California.
Now, my question is that, do we extend a little bit more this discussion? Is that okay with everyone? Or, you know, how's the feeling? It seems like yes. Okay, go ahead, Adriana and Benito.
Okay.
Adriana?
Yes.
Who was next? I'm sorry, you know, who was next? You know, Benito or Adriana?
No, Adriana first.
Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. We have exactly the same situation that we were complaining before about the task force. Through all the network, what we have, it's true that something that you, Rodrigo, said about me, talk. My only concern with what you said is what are the options? I think that, like in every organization, you need to try to establish process that can give you some information and can give you some ideas about what is right and what is wrong, and then to think in how you solve it. I agree that, for example, me personally, I know almost nothing about programming. I know what I like. I know what I don't like. But I have very clear that our foundation, if you want to talk in terms that are more kind of commercial terms, we have a product. The product that this foundation has is the programs that we put to the listeners. And if they like it, they are listeners and they contribute to us. If they don't, they don't listen to us, they change. It's so easy to change the dial. I think that what the program council, the idea of the program, every motion that you put can be perfect, can be better. But we will face the same thing. You are saying that this motion was passed in 2012 and it's almost impossible to enforce. I think that there is where we can see the problems that we have. It's not a matter of making motions. It's making motions that are workable. It's making motions that put in place a process that can be perfect for those our committees, in this case, the program committee, and see what doesn't work and what does work, and then recommend changes or new motions or whatever we want. We can say we don't need to talk, but how we will decide or we can put together our different opinions and our different views if we don't talk about these issues. I agree that it's not only talking, but you need to create a process. And if we don't establish in every station has their own characteristics, but if we don't establish program councils that can make an assessment of their own station and then bring it to the whole group, how can we perfect what we are having? That is the part that I don't understand. We need to have motions and we need to implement it, because if not, we can create all the laws that we want, but if they are unenforceable, forget it. Will not work.
Okay.
All right.
Can you finish, Benito?
Yes.
Yeah.
Benito?
Yeah, okay. Rodrigo, it's very hard to hear you, but I just want to say two different things. First of all, I think that there was a misunderstanding earlier when Serene and Rodrigo were speaking. And I think I could be wrong, but I think that Serene was speaking to the program councils and Rodrigo was speaking to the task force. And anyway, that's the way I perceive what was happening.
Thank you for correcting that. Yeah. Let's talk about programming
councils. Yeah, and so while we were speaking at the beginning of the meeting, I went back and pulled through a stack of notes of different meetings, and I found my notes of the last programming committee meeting, which was on November the 5th, and we discussed our discussion that day about the programming councils identified that there were three different motions that were passed. There was originally a program motion that was passed by the programming council, by the programming committee. And I remember that one personally, because I was on the committee at that time. And then George told us that the program, that the governance committee made some changes to the program committee's motion, and that subsequently the motion went to the PNB, and the PNB passed the version that was presented by the governance committee. I could be wrong, but that's more or less what my quick look at the notes said. So in any case, I'm saying all this to say Serene had proposed during the conversation, and Serene, you correct me if I'm wrong, but my notes say that Serene proposed that the committee revisit the motion and propose changes to it. I agree with that. And, well, I don't know that we need to make changes to it, but we might look to see if we need to make changes to it. The point is right at the moment, there are three different motions. And there was something that was ultimately passed by the PMB, but we need to see what the PMB passed, but we also need to see what came before it so we can make our independent judgment. And so I think I would like to suggest that we request that George provide us with all three motions, since he was the chair of the programming committee in 2011 when the when the programming council motion was originally passed. And I don't know what happened in 2012 or 13, but I think we need to see those three motions and look at them with fresh eyes and then decide whether or not we agree with any of them or do we want to propose changes, and go forward.
All right.
But I personally think that, you know, I'm unclear as to what happened to that motion after it came out of the programming committee, and so I'm concerned about what ultimate form did it take. I have no idea.
That's right.
Is anyone going to say that in a course?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
I was on the stack after Benita.
Okay, is there
John Riley would like to be on the stack also from WVAI.
Okay, go ahead.
Who
Doreen was next, right?
Yes, I was. Thanks. Okay, so Benito said part of what I wanted to say, which is that you were misunderstanding the motion that I offered. I was not returning to the previous discussion. It's important, before we decide how we're going to fix something, it's important to understand what works. And at the risk of being repetitive, you can be a programmer in a station for 10 years, 20 years, and still not understand how the decisions are made. In fact, it is a source of great frustration for many programmers because they don't understand how the decisions are made. For listeners, it would seem to me that the lack of knowledge would be even more profound. And all the motion says is, let's ask the people who are making those decisions how they make them. It's kind of a long motion, and I don't want to read it, although I understand, Benito, that you don't have a computer in front of you. But basically it says, you know, the bylaws say that we have to ensure that programming is consistent with the mission, that it's responsive to the needs of our listeners, and that there's a clear, transparent process that is respectful and collaborative for making decisions. And that's what we're asking. We're saying, tell the IE, well, that's what this motion, if we approve it, would require. It says, tell the IED to get the following reports from the stations, from the GM. How are programs evaluated? How are they moved? How are they removed? How are they added? How do you measure a station? How do you measure a program? Is it just by money? Is it just what, you know, we don't know these answers. So before we decide that things are rotten, although, like I said, everybody has a different air and everybody can identify what they think is rotten, let's find out how it works. What are the supports in place for producers? How do you use interns? You know, it's one thing to say, okay, let's go on and make collectives and ask people to do a pilot. But if they have no idea, because we have no idea, how shows get on the air, whether for specials or for, you know, until the person dies doing it, or, you know, if we have no idea, how do listeners have any information? And that's what the motion says, that the GMs will report to the LSBs and to the PNB, that you'll get information from the cabs about what they're actually doing. I don't know how many stations are even in touch with what their cabs are doing. Some cabs have taken on, you know, truly a life of their own. You know, and I don't, well, I'll leave that one there. the committees of inclusion that are supposed to be making sure that underrepresented groups are present in every aspect of the operation, what are they doing? So that's what the motion calls for. Thanks.
Hello?
Yeah. Is anybody there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Who was next from WVI?
I think John.
John? Okay, go ahead, John.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to really read that motion, so I can't really speak to it. I do have concerns about the motion that established the program councils in the first place because, you know, I think, you know, like figuring out, like, how do we get program councils that are going to be adequate to create programs that are both mission sensitive and, you know, can generate audience. You know, that's a complicated question. And so, you know, kind of on the surface of it, I understand what Serena is asking for in terms of the reports. The only question I've got is, you know, are these very busy, overworked staff members going to be able to pull those reports together? You know, if they can, that's fine. But I sort of worry that we're going to get stuck in the sort of bureaucracy that, you know, is very oriented towards, you know, how are we going to get through the next fund drive? And I know at BAI that is very intense. And, you know, we've had like, you know, we're going to have like 160 or 70 or days of fundraising this year, you know, so it's very, very difficult to get those kind of reports. That's all. Not saying I'm against it, and maybe, you know, maybe BAI's report won't come through, but we'll have some ideas from other people's stations. So, you know, I'll definitely read this when the call's over. That's it.
Okay. Anyone else? I remember the maker of the, I don't know if I'm right, you know, who was the maker of the motion? Was it George? Is that right?
Which motion, Rodrigo?
I want the programming councils.
Well,
the programming councils.
If I can speak to that?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, back in the last part of 2011, the program, yeah, George, I think, did an initial draft of a motion, if I remember correctly, but the committee discussed that motion at length and made a bunch of changes to it. My concern is that by what George explained at the last meeting, that motion somehow went to the governance committee in 2012, and changes were made to it there. And then it was the governance committee's motion that ultimately went to the PMB, as opposed to the programming committee's motion. Or at least that's what I understood George to say. I could have misunderstood.
Okay.
But, and so here you have already two different motions. And then the PMB passed something as well now. And I think George said that the PMB passed the motion that came from the governance committee. I don't know if they made changes to it or not. So all I'm saying is we need to start by getting a copy of each of those three motions to see what happened there.
Who has those copies?
George has to have them. George was the chair of the programming committee at that time. So he has to have that stuff, and he's the one that took it to the governance committee. I don't know if he was the chair of the governance committee that year or not. But he's the one that brought the stuff to the PMB. So he's the one that would have these three versions.
Now, is there any motion, substitute motion that is being crafted or not?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
We just have the three motions and the one that, you know. And I don't know what happened after the PMB passed its motion. I think George said something about he was supposed to go to the GMs, but Summer never made it happen, that neither Summer nor Margie have brought the motions to the GMs to implement, is what George said. So at the last meeting, George suggested that he continue conversations with Margie, and Vanessa made a motion to that effect. We voted on it, and we voted to table that motion, the Vanessa's motion. And Vanessa, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, so the motion that was approved as a standing motion that is not being implemented as it was, you know, presented and approved by the national board. I remember reading a motion, I think it was that one, which, you know, somehow did, you know, ask for the interaction of the different bodies to do the changes. Now, I think, you know, it was well-intentioned and somehow, because what is happening, and I mean, you know, and this session, whoever is programmer knows that it is a fact, that the PDs usually do take, you know, the decisions for programming just by themselves. They don't ask nobody, you know, they don't care about anybody. And then there is a lot of frustration, not only among the listeners, but also among the people who work as volunteers, because one of the things that has affected a lot our program, at least that's my perspective, right? My point of view. So one of the things that affects a lot our network is that the programming changes are taken by just one person. And certainly, Green was saying, it doesn't matter, you can have 20 years and programming, but it doesn't mean that you really know what you are doing. You know? A lot of times, you know, yes, people do not know that much, you know, they think they know. But once, you know, they get a position of PDs, I mean, they do whatever they want. So they become like God in programming. So it's certainly, if it is not, okay, well, this is the thing. If it is a motion that was approved by the PMB, first of all, before, I mean, if we don't want to implement it, then we have to craft another one. But anyway, if it was approved, it has to be implemented. What is the point of approving any motions if we don't implement them? You know, so we have to implement it whether we like it or not. Because it was approved by the National Board, which is the authority of the foundation. And then, we don't like it. Who has, you know, a substitute motion that can be presented at one of the at these meetings of the programming committee meetings? But we have to demand that it be instituted. No, at least that's my point of view. I mean, it does. If we're talking about processes, about respecting process, but the process is, once the National Board approves the motion, it directs the ED to direct the management to implement it. If it hasn't been done, then we have to direct or tell or ask, you know, the ED to do it. Oh. Who else in the start?
Well, if Benito, I would like to speak again, but after other people.
Okay, if anyone else wants to speak about it. Okay, go ahead, Benito.
Okay. In general, I have to agree with Rodrigo. That's the way things should happen. In this particular case, I would recommend that we need to, I think we need to look at that motion passed by the PMB and scrutinize it and possibly suggest some changes. And I'm saying that because I've never seen what was passed by the PMB. But what I do know is that the version that was originally passed by the programming committee, this committee, called for the program councils to be a management function. And I remember that at that time, I agreed with it. I went along with it. But then after the fact, I started thinking about that. I said, this is crazy. Because here we are mixing apples and oranges. We're mixing a management function with a governance function. And we were very clear about that. We were conscious in crafting the motion. We were conscious that that's what we were doing. Yet we went ahead and did it anyway. And I don't remember exactly the reasoning, but it had something to do with we need to make sure that the management implements the thing, which is the concern Rodrigo just expressed and Serene expressed. And so we might as well make it a management function so it can have some executive power or function. And that's just a vague recollection. But my point, without getting into a bunch of detail, is that I think we need to rethink or relook at the logic of that and the ramifications of trying to pass something that mixes management with governance. And so anyway, I'm just, if nothing else, I'm just trying to propose that we get George to give us copies of all three motions so we can compare and contrast, being fully cognizant that what's on the table and what needs to be implemented at the moment is what the PMB finally passed, but just simply so that we can understand it. And then if we want to propose a change, then we can propose a change. But right now, I mean, something needs to be implemented.
Well, we don't need to pass a motion to direct the ED to go ahead and rate today this motion to the management. In the meantime, it seems like everyone here, or not everyone, but at least the people who has expressed, including you, are not in agreement with it, but gotta craft something else, and there is nothing in concrete, like we don't have anything in writing right now as an alternative in this issue, so we have to move on, because if we don't have anything right now, then the only feasible agreement that, seems to be here is that those who do not like it gotta do another motion to be presented in the next, programming committee meeting. But in the meantime, what is not done, our obligation is to say, and if it is okay, I'll send it, but, ED has to implement it, has to enforce it. That's whether we like it or not. I mean, it was approved by the National Board. We cannot ignore something that's why it's happening, because sometimes, we pass things, and we don't enforce it because just...
You have 61 seconds.
It was approved. We have to enforce it. Otherwise, it's just... No. So if it is an alternative right now, is anyone who does have a substitute motion which even if it is approved by us at the programming committee meeting, it doesn't mean it's approved at the national board. This is a motion that was approved at the national.
Have 31 seconds.
Immediately until it is, you know, approved by the national, we all know that. So go ahead, Serene. And then my question is anyone who has an alternative motion? No. Go ahead, Serene.
Yeah, okay. Benito.
Okay. Yeah, Serene. You know, even if this were a fresh motion and not a two-year-old motion, my response would be the same, which is that certainly without